Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for being part of my day. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Robert Scrobb is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Robert is a serial entrepreneur. He's been running his own business for a long time. He's also an advocate for tourism in the great state of Florida. He's also the co-author of an outstanding book called The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. And he's our friend, Robert Scrobb. Welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be here, and I like that bumper music, having to jump there.
Exactly.
It's time to jump into action.
That's exactly right, Rob. We try to rock and roll here as much as we can on this show, and we thank Van Halen for providing that outstanding music. That's good. That's good high energy music, and we try to use that kind of as much as we can. Rob, I was talking as we went to the break about how things have been going, how quickly this last year and a half has gone by. It just seems like I blinked my eyes from the time I started warning people that we were going to be living in interesting times. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of 08. Now we're already halfway through 09, and it just seems like the blink of an eye. And so many things have happened since then.
They really have. But I think more than anything for business owners is it's creating a renaissance of business. It used to be just a few years ago, you didn't really need to have a great sales process, and you'd have all the customers you needed.
Yeah, just unlock the door, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But today, you got to really work at it, and it's really bringing back sales follow-up processes. It's helping salespeople become better rather than, becoming actual salespeople rather than order takers. And if you're out there looking for employees to try to systemize your business or to delegate work so that you can focus on other areas, this is the time, because they're out there hungry, looking for an opportunity mm-hmm. to work for a growing business.
Well, I think you're right, because I've been saying this. I've been saying for a long time now, Robert, as we work through this challenging period, the people who survive all of this will have survived because they learned how to run their business efficiently, more productively. They figured out the key to success in this century, the rest of this century, and they know how to do it. So when sales picks back up, they're going to be very profitable companies, aren't they? And the ones who didn't do that are just not going to be in business anymore.
They'll be gone. When you were saying that, it reminded me of Vince Lombardi, the famed coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay, yeah.
And he started and of course he won the first two Super Bowls, and he started every season by walking in the locker room with his team and saying, "This is a football."
That's a great story.
And he teaches, he's taught and coached blocking and tackling, that the entire game is blocking and tackling. And for business, the game of blocking and tackling is sales and business systems.
Mm-hmm.
Sales is what generates the money, and systems is what generates the lifestyle.
And one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sales and repeat sales.
Well, yeah, sales.
I'm not. I don't mean to be parsing your words.
Yeah, no problem.
But you know what I mean. In other words, the point you were making earlier, and I think you made it off the air, to me, is back in the day, sales meant that you just opened your door and new people came in. You didn't worry about worry so much about your existing customers.
Mm-hmm.
If you abused a customer, you could replace them with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But today, sales doesn't just mean making a sale. It really depends on you making sure that person comes back, doesn't it?
That's it. And it's amazing how nice, it's a refreshing to walk into a restaurant and have the owner wait on you, or to walk into a business and really be appreciated, because mm-hmm. there's not as many customers walking in those doors as there were before.
I've noticed an attitude change, haven't you? I went through this whole decade, of talking about how service had gone, to where in America, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to say that it's perfect mm-hmm. or it's great, But I have noticed that employees are a little more interested in how I'm doing these days than they were, you know, 3 years ago.
And as a business owner, as a vendor, you're trying to get vendors to get printing done. It used to be, oh, well, maybe I'll get that out in 2 weeks. Maybe
right.
I won't. Today, it's when do you need it?
Right.
Tomorrow, no problem.
Yeah, I'm hearing more and more of that. So how does all this extend to the Internet?
Well, you know, a lot of businesses for many years haven't had to have websites that generated customers. You could kind of slap up something because everybody said that you needed to have a website, and so you didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. You just kind of did it. But in today's environment, more and more customers are going to the web to search for what they're looking for.
If only just for information.
Right.
Maybe just an address.
Exactly. And so the Yellow Pages, that used to be that go-to reference information, now it's Google on your cell phone.
Or Yellow Pages online.
Right, certainly.
I mean, look, if I think of something I want to buy, or if I need to reach somebody, folks, there's a lot more chance that I'm going to be sitting in my recliner with my laptop in my lap than I am likely to get up and go to the phone book.
Well, we had it just this weekend. My wife and I, we wanted to go to dinner, and we needed the phone number to call ahead for the call ahead seating. She went to go get the phone book. I pulled out my cell phone and Googled it.
Exactly.
And I had the number before she did.
Right. Yeah, clipped it right off your belt there, didn't you?
but the business owners haven't had to have websites that generated sales. And my contention is just like blocking and tackling. And having a website that doesn't sell mm-hmm. is like having an offensive lineman that doesn't block, or like having a salesperson on your sales force that never converts a new customer.
But, you know, Robert, there's a sad statistic that I heard the other day, and it still blows me away. I was told in the last 2 months, 3 months, that the most recent research shows that only half of small businesses actually have a website.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sad news, isn't it?
Well, what's sadder is that 99% of the businesses that do have a website aren't generating customers through them.
Right, right.
And maybe that's the reason why half of them don't bother to have one at all, because no website is as good as many others' real websites.
Well, they don't know what to do with it. And when we come back after these messages, you're going to tell us how to do that. Bob, Robert Skrob, ladies and gentlemen, Skrob, is our guest. He's the co-author of the official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. He and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, to take us out.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Won't you come away with me?
I think that's Garrison Starr. Isn't that her name? Garrison Starr. Yeah. Great voice. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. You can read or listen to. Check out my blog, which we post to on a regular basis. And my knowledge base is right there. You can get Small Business Answers Now. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you'd like, you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Blassingame. Robert Skrob is our guest, Skrob. He's the co-author, along with Bob Regnerus, I think that's how you pronounce that last name, of the official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. Robert, tell us how we can find this.
Well, you can. It's all at bookstores or Amazon.com, or there's also our website at internetinformationmarketing.com.
Internetinformationmarketing.com. They can find out more there. You got a newsletter? Anything you send out?
Yeah, it actually at the internetinformationmarketing.com. There's a free email thing where you can get information sent to you via email, as well as a get started quick 6-week process where just
Ooh.
A couple hours a week
you can get
a whole internet business.
Is that free?
Yes.
Wow, what a deal, folks! Check that out. Internet. Say it again. Give us the website again.
Internetinformationmarketing.com.
All
and there's
right.
a video of me by the pool.
Folks, that'd be worth a trip right there. Hey, Robert, you got a handful of topics, of points that you wanted to offer us on how to do a better job with making our website pay.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. Barack Obama, with his election, with his website during the presidential election,
yep.
really proved what I've been telling business owners for a number of years. When you went to BarackObama.com during the election, on that site there were two choices. One was to donate money, and the second was to give him your email address
mm-hmm.
for follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
And with that email address, so he got your email address whether you contributed money or not, but he told the visitor, this is what you're here to do. You're here to give me your email address so that I can communicate with you and follow up. And that email, he used those emails to fill his rallies, to get contributions.
And to send, he used it to send instant messages to people, to text, I should say, people, when he announced his vice presidential pick mm-hmm. by text.
And so as a business
owner, they got it first.
As a business owner, following that advice is very important. I go to a business website and there's information on, if you want to work here, here's a link. If you, this is our history, there's a link. These are our
products.
So
make sure when people show up at your website that they know what they can do and what you want them to do.
That's it. And the most important thing to get the visitor to do is give you their email address.
Right.
If you're able to capture their email address, offer a free bonus.
But you got to get the address and permission.
Correct. Yes.
You got to have permission.
That's it. You don't want to try to do it try to be sneaky about it.
Yeah.
Put something in front of them that they really want and a free report or what have you.
Exactly. That's how people subscribe to my newsletter is we just – and that's the only thing we send them. Mm-hmm. We don't send them anything else except our newsletter. We don't – abuse that the privilege that they've given us. By the way, as a side note, David Plouffe, the guy who was in charge of all of that internet activity and basically the guy who got more than anybody got Obama elected,
mm-hmm.
I heard him speak on Monday, on Wednesday, I should say, and it's very interesting. I think we may be getting on the show pretty soon. So anyway, what's some other ideas?
Well, once you have those email addresses, say you have a slow week coming up on Monday, you can send out an email to those visitors in order to offer a sale or some
right.
sort of bonus. That way, if you're having a slow week and you don't have an email list, you got to go get on the radio, you got to go get on the TV, you got to go, ramp up. Whereas with email addresses, you can just dash out an email and get right to these website visitors. Also, what I found is that only one-third of your potential customers buy on their first visit to your website. And if you have an email address and follow up with them, you can triple the sales of your website simply
wow.
by following up. And I've seen it. I used to think I could only double the sales of a website, but I've seen it over and over
wow.
again now that you will actually triple your sales. Can you imagine one thing tripling the sales?
And say it again.
By following up, encouraging visitors to give you their email address
mm-hmm.
on your site, and then following up, you can triple your
wow.
sales conversion.
And even if you don't have, an e-commerce capability on your website, you can still track that activity through your store, can't you?
It works the same way.
Yeah.
You simply ask them or have them bring in a coupon or have them bring in the email.
Or just ask them. Remember, that you can. Most small businesses, it's not like you have a zillion people contacting you. You should be able to recognize the name.
That's it. And another thing.
And when they come in your store, though, never mind the website, when you come in your store, you should be asking them for their email address.
That's it. That way you can follow up. Because if they've taken all of the hard work of showing up to see what you're all about,
right.
by capturing their email address or maybe giving them something for free
right.
that you'll send out, then you are able to build a relationship with you.
But you've got to make sure that when you ask them for the email, you tell them what you're going to do with it.
Right. Absolutely.
Number one, you're not going to sell it. Number two, we're only going to provide you with information on a periodic basis that we think you might be interested in.
That's it.
Is that a fair way to say it?
I would say, yeah.
Give us that website again, Robert.
It's internetinformationmarketing.com.
Lots of free stuff there, folks. And the book is The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. Thanks for being here, Robert. We'll see you next time. Robert Scrobb, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.